The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Let's listen to LeSean McCoy, because as you know, we rolled out yesterday Baxter Barkley. John was the first back to back Saquon Barkley.
Do you think I count as a back? Like, do you think that other backs recognize that?
Fullback.
Has the name back in the title.
Okay. All right.
Fullback.
So it did kind of work. Shady did recognize the back call.
I mean, look, you're a back. You were a fullback.
Yeah.
I have a theory
more
that
like
the Eagles signed. Well, John, I have a theory the Eagles signed a fullback yesterday for the purpose of the. What's the squad that game plans for the opponent? What's that?
Practice squad. Scout team. Yeah.
Like, they might have signed a fullback just for the scout team.
Sure.
Very
they really
possible.
Might have.
Sure.
But anyway.
No question.
That's like might be the.
There's no question.
Let's have a fullback so
if
we
you
can
don't have
prepare
anyone
our defense.
Who can do the lead ISOs with, you know, consistency that the team you're,
that's
you're
what
practicing
it's come to.
Against can do.
Yeah. But anyway.
Then you bring a guy like this in.
If you miss it, Eagles signed a fullback yesterday. Let's listen to LeSean McCoy. He was on with Joe and Hugh yesterday. Does he endorse Saquon Barkley for MVP? Is LeSean McCoy also a back for Barkley? Let's find out.
What is it about Saquon that just makes him so different, man? Because we've had Pro Bowl running backs here. We had one last year in DeAndre Swift. But what about him that makes him so different?
Hey, real quick, I got to give a shout-out to my guy John Richie. He's from Harrisburg, legend. I'm from Harrisburg. He is, too. So shout-out to him.
What?
Yeah, Saquon's a special, man. Like, first of all, when you have the best offensive line in the league, it makes it a lot easier for him. So now you give him these big holes and lanes. A guy with his talent that's so explosive, so fast, right, so strong, it's hard to slow down his momentum. And then his guy get the talent takes over, making the first guy miss, breaking tackles. And he's fast. People forget how fast that dude is. And that's why he should get the MVP. I've been arguing for the last 3 weeks that Saquon should be the front runner for the MVP. You know, they tried to value the running back so much. And if you look at all the best teams, they got a good running game. And it just happens that our quarterback, you know, where it's the MVP award, is really Saquon Barkley. Simple as that.
All right, that's LeSean yesterday. Forget what he said about Saquon.
Yeah, who cares? Shout out to the Harrisburg legend.
Richie, look at you, man.
What was that?
Look at you.
I did not expect that.
What was that?
I got to now say to John Richie.
What's up, big heaven?
Yeah.
Look at you, John.
He was like, do I even deserve to be a part of this? And LeSean McCoy's like lifting you up.
Did you know that, John? Did you hear that yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Because I was wondering if you mentioned that thing about you counting.
No, I
as a teaser to LeSean. I knew that was coming, so I was interested in your reaction. Pretty cool. Obviously, what he said about Saquon was really cool also, and you know, I think right on point. Let's listen to more of LeSean, because he also talked to Joe and Hugh about the value of, you know, the running back, so to speak, how it's increased in just, well, this year. For sure. And also more about Saquon's impact.
All the good teams, or a lot of the good teams this offseason that signed backs, it's all worked, right? Saquon here, Henry in Baltimore, Josh Jacobs in Green Bay. It feels like this is the turn. I feel like it's coming back here where teams are starting to realize defense and running the game, you can win that way, LeSean, led by Saquon here.
Yeah, man, it's been like a passing league for so long, right? And I don't know if the defense got a lot better, but they have. And they've been slowing down a lot of these high-power offenses. And then you get these running backs. Like, look at Detroit. Detroit is a dangerous team, right? But a lot of that has to do with the offensive line, number one. They're probably number two in the NFL. And then you go out there, you draft the first-round running back, right? And you go out there in free agency and spend some money to get another running back with David Montgomery. So that's what it is, man. Like I think nowadays to win in this league and be an elite team, you need a running back. You need them, Right, and then look at the Eagles. Like, we got probably got number two or number three best wide receiver in football, however you want to see it, with A.J. Brown, right? And then the quarterback, Jalen's a really good quarterback. But when you got a guy like Saquon, it makes everybody's job a lot easier. And that's what you're seeing every Sunday. Like, last game, right, he didn't have a great game. But he had a really good game. And it's funny where your back is so good, your offensive line is so good, where if you have a down game, it's 111 yards, right? Think about that. And he seals the game with a big explosive run in the fourth quarter to seal the game away against a really good team like the Ravens. So, yeah, Saquon is our answer, man, and we go as far as he takes us.
All right, well, that's LeSean yesterday. So, look, it was a fascinating interview. By the way, score one for Joe and Hugh. Put another way for Kyle Quinn, their producer. Seltzer, we're looking at you. I mean, John, you know the deal. It's Baxter Barkley.
That's right.
So it's a full system go for all producers in WIP to get, you know, the B. West and the Ricky Wooders and the Deuce Staleys and the Eric Dickersons and the Emmett Smiths and the Barry Sanders of the world on the show, the Bo Jacksons on the show. Seltzer.
I got some irons in the fire. I'm working on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Richie and the Hammer could
shot some texts out yesterday.
We could dial up B. West real quick. I mean,
it'd be nice. I don't know, Brian, the
but
same
I'm
way you do.
I'm interested in putting you to the test here.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't realize that maybe I could have talked to Shady.
Yeah, you could have.
Maybe I could have reached out to Shady.
We're 8 years into this, and you still never think of it.
You never think of it.
You never think of saying, hey, I played with Jerry Rice.
You know so much more than any of us combined.
I played with Terrell Owens. Let me try to get Brian Dawkins on the show.
Ever.
Yeah. Ever.
Yeah. Well, if you guys ask, I think I do.
We're asking.
Yeah,
Here's the ask. Anyone you know who you think would be cool on the show that you know, bring it on.
And really? Put it this way. You have a better chance to get to Eric Dickerson, who Saquon's trying to track down, than we do. Like, you know someone who knows him. Even if you don't know Dickerson, you know someone who knows Dickerson.
Yeah, right. Like, I'm texting, like, former producers and people, like, behind the scenes.
You
could text, like, actual football.
Try to figure
out
who can get to Eric Dickerson, Emmitt Smith, Barry Sanders, and Bo Jackson. That's who I want to talk to. Let's go to the phones. All right, let's get to Mike right now. Mike, what's going on, pal?
Joe, I would love to take that golden bat and show it up Rob Manfred's you-know-what.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
I mean, that is the stupidest idea. Like, you guys said it. You're right now turning baseball into a gimmick.
Well,
like,
again, I'll say this. If they thought of it 150 years ago, I think it could have been intriguing. It reminds me... Here's an analogy. It's like the three-point shot in basketball, which obviously has become part of hoops. But, you know, at the time, back in the 70s with the ABA, it was very, very unconventional. Like, let's have a three-point shot. I just this is not the way the game has been played. And I just think it's nonsense this far into the history of baseball.
So stupid. What's not stupid is I think we got to change the way we have this conversation about Jalen, this offense, this team. Okay, we're comparing Jalen to other quarterbacks, and if this happens, if that happens, we could do the ifs and buts game all day long. Start to see this team as a mirror image. I'm not saying they are them, but they are a mirror image of the 85 Bears, of the 86 Giants, where it was all about the running game. It was all about power football. It was about a strong, stout, stuffing defense. And a smart, efficient quarterback. Jim McMahon, Bill Sims, Jeff Hostetler.
It's an interesting comparison. You know? Yeah. And, I mean, obviously, 85 Bears an all-timer, and 86 Giants aren't far behind it. But I get the stylistic point you're making. I think it's a reasonable point. You could add in the Ravens in 2000. Clearly, Hurts is better than Trent Dilfer was. But I get your point. Stylistically, they are an old-school type of team.
And you are. And you look, and everything in life, everything goes through cycles. And we're now bringing back this old school game that is now the tip of the spear of what the NFL is going to be. It's slowly becoming this. Like, we're starting to see more teams with fullbacks. You know, we've been using the fullbacks. John was saying before.
Hooray.
There's a lot more lead ISO plays. Like, things we haven't seen in the last 10, 15 years. So we are actually ahead of the curve by going back in time. And we're coming to those mid-'80s tough football teams. So
that's it's a good point. Mike, give me a great answer here. This is for the Kevin Hart tickets. Who is the best female movie character of the 1990s?
We're going to go with Rita, Andie MacDowell, in Groundhog Day.
She was okay. She was kind of
nothing
annoying.
Great movie.
Yeah, but she wasn't. I mean...
She was all right.
Yeah. She was pretty stuck up, frankly. I mean, maybe that's just the character.
Really
in the
stuck up.
Yeah, she didn't. She wasn't nice to Phil.
She wasn't nice to Phil
because Phil was a jerk. Like, and that day, day we're watching Phil progress, but she is starting the day hating Phil every day.
Yeah.
So she has to grow, and she eventually grows to love.
All right. All right. Yeah, I'll buy that.